All right, BradCooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show hip hop recording artist Hamas. What is up, man?
What's good with you, fam?
I'm doing good, brother. You got a lot of cool things hopping in your world.
Oh, yeah. Trying to make something happen. That's all.
Yeah, man. All right, so before we get into your latest project, tell my listeners out there a little bit about you. Like, when did you first start getting into making music, and how did the journey start for you?
Man, music has been in me my whole life. I've been doing it one way or another. But, yeah, the journey really started, like, being outside with friends and seeing that they was into it as well. So when they started doing it, then I started doing it, seeing I had a little extra little knack to it. Accidentally made a hit song one day, tipped that. And then the rest was history. I just been putting my best foot forward ever since.
Were you like doing freestyle stuff, or and also like go back a little further? Like when you were in high school, did you like get into like rap, hip hop, like talent show stuff or anything like that?
No, it's funny that you say that. Well, I ain't really getting too many talent shows. You know, we're hanging out in the neighborhood. You know, at the end of the night, all my family used to be all out there just freestyling mm-hmm. every night. So you know, I never used to join them. I used to be out there listening. And then one day I just sneakily wrote a little verse. So when they was out there spitting, one day I just snuck in my little verse, and they're like, so he's like caught them off guard unexpected. So I was like, you know what? I might be on to something.
Yeah, so you were the sleeper. You were the sleeper of the crowd.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, how much did you practice? Let me ask you, because not anybody can freestyle. I don't care what anyone says, man, because it's just not everybody can do it. So, like, how much practice did you do, just you, like, in your room or wherever, until you, like, actually did it in front of people?
Tons. Nonstop. If you're going to freestyle, then that's something that you're going to work on. Or if you're going to have a verse or two lined up, then you also got to work on it, so you make sure you execute that as well. So whatever road you decide to take, you definitely got to work on it, practice, make sure you craft is tight.
Yeah, I mean, when I watch people freestyle, I have a lot of respect, a ton of respect for freestyle artists, man, because it's not easy. So, you know, it's one thing to rhyme, but it's another thing to, like, to have bars and to and then rhyme within context. Keep stuff within context, like tell a story. That's hard, man.
Oh, man, a lot of artists struggle doing that on a regular song. So
yeah, that's a great point. Absolutely. Now, I read when I was researching you, so were you born in Jamaica?
Yes, sir.
So how long did you live in Jamaica? Like, when did you get over here to the States?
Yeah, I was born in Montego Bay, and I came over here when I was 8 years old.
8 years old. Yeah. I've been to Montego Bay.
Yeah, I know. That's everybody's favorite vacation spot.
Oh, I was in the Navy. We actually, my ship pulled into Montego Bay.
Okay. What'd you do?
Chase women and got drunk. just like I did all the other ports that I went to, man. There's some beautiful women in Jamaica, man.
Oh, you was on tour.
man, look, sometimes people ask me, hey, you got any kids? I'm like, I'm probably about five or six running around. Maybe over and down in the Caribbean or over in Europe somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe.
Look, man, some beautiful women in Jamaica too, man. I was like stunned.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
And they all can cook.
Yeah. And you know what else I noticed about like Jamaicans and also people from like Dominican Republic and Philippines? So many talented singers. Like really, really talented people down there in the arts.
Yeah, well, you know, rhythm and music, that's in us from birth, you know. Mm-hmm. When we in the womb, then we in there wiggling and dancing. So, you got to have some kind of artistic expression. So, whether it's through music or dancing or kissing you somehow.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And one more thing about it, then we'll get into your latest project. So, I read where you said your music seems to be driven by life experiences. Is can you just get a little bit more into that?
Yeah, you know, just like everyone else, you know, you might go through something like, you know, trials and tribulations in your life, and just like me, I just put it in a song and just open it up for the public to see, you know, because a lot of times I'm not the only one that's going through that particular thing or what have you, so the audience always like getting a different look into your life. Yes, you want to talk about all the good and all the glorifying shit most of the time, but then every once in a while you gotta give them the other side of you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Keep it real, you know?
Yes.
All right, so the name of the record's Alpha Male 4. So I'm guessing you had three previous?
Absolutely.
So this has been going on for a minute now. Talk about a little bit about the previous records, and then we'll get into Alpha Male 4.
Oh, yeah. Alpha Male 1, 2, and 3. Every time I dropped one of those, I felt like that was the best one I ever did. That was a classic. And it's just like, I just got to find ways to top myself every time I'm dropping one. So even before I do my final song selection or whatever project I'm working on now, I always skip back to the last one just to make sure that I'm really outdoing myself, because I don't want to level out or sound like I'm complacent or nothing like that. So, all the projects, they're definitely a stepping stone to get to where I'm at today.
And I'm guessing Alpha Male is just self-explanatory. It's basically about Alpha Male. It's like being an alpha male.
Yeah. Alpha male, the label, the movement, the lifestyle, the mentality, everything.
Yeah. So the single that I listen to called Shitz, S-H-I-T-Z. I like that spelling too.
Yes.
In fact, I love the song as well. And I like that little piano intro, or keys. Yeah. I guess it's keyboards maybe. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I got a young, fresh producer on the squad, young Rico, and he is ahead of his time. And when he be sitting there going in, he definitely tap in and get into a different bag. So We just definitely try to exploit that. And I love that rip, too. When we get in there with that piano, I say, you know what, let me get a couple more beats with that in there.
I like it, too. It kind of, like, drives. It kind of, like, I don't know, it's almost like the spine that keeps the skeleton together. In the song.
Absolutely. Like, once you hear it, it's like, all right, no, I can't do without it. Don't take that out.
Yeah, it just works. I mean, it grabbed me right away. I also like that it doesn't waste no time getting to it. I mean, as soon as the song kicks on, boom.
Yeah, straight to the punch. Yeah, yeah, straight to it.
Yep. That's
all
good
that
shit.
All that suspense and build up, we've seen it for another song.
Yeah, good stuff. So what's the song about? Give the backstory.
Shits is just that, like I said, when I was working on the entire project and I was lining everything up and I was like, okay, these are the ones that I'm about to drop. And I was like, but something is missing. I need that in your face song that's going to be like, okay, nah, this motherfucker ain't playing. Yeah. And this was, I was able to craft that up with that shit. So like you said, get straight to the punch. If you've seen the video, you should know it's a lot of action right in your face. So
yeah.
With the shits.
You talk about the idea to bring up Trump and Biden.
It's not, it was nothing intentional. It's just a reference and play on the colors, you know, red and the blue. So, yeah, it's not.
I like it. Yep, I like it, though. Touches on both sides. And you just touched on your producer. Now, the producer is the guy you just talked about, right? He was the one that produced the song or just the beat?
Yeah, he made the beat.
That's what's up, man. All right, so talk about collabing with Music by Dre.
Yeah, that's my brother. I know him for a minute. You know, we go back, you know, from basketball days, you know, and we grew up doing the same thing, continuously doing the same thing. He's on his grind. He's putting out the music. I had jumped on his latest project. He had dropped the GOAT tape, and I had jumped on that, and he got a song on there, coincidentally, called Big Bag Biden.
Oh, really?
I jumped on there and blessed that for him, and he returned the favor. You know, he hopped over here on the track and we knocked out Shits and a couple other joints for me. So
wow,
yeah.
And you guys grow up in the same area together?
Yeah, Cash App.
Wow, that's awesome, man. Good stuff. All right, so Alpha Male Entertainment. This is something you founded, correct?
Yeah, it's me.
Now, do you have anybody? What's the business model on that? Is that just a label you want to bring in artists underneath that, or is that just you? What's that about?
Yes, I'm always looking to build, to expand. You know, start out, like I said, I do a little bit of everything: movies, film, music. I write, so doing everything. I always needed to have different people. I need to have a light man, a cameraman, a photographer, a videographer, a producer. So I just have everybody underneath one umbrella, so I'd be able to get everything done the way I need to. So Alpha Male Entertainment.
Now, who produced the video? The same guy as the song?
No, the video was done by LRP.
Ah.
Yeah, a videographer at LRP. He the one who shot and edited the video.
That's good, man. It's good stuff.
Yeah, he fired. He also did Pee Wee Kirkland, which we just finished up this morning, too. So
really?
That's the next thing. Brain drop as soon as he finished working on it.
So that's coming out next?
Yeah, very right next. So as soon as he's finished with that, I'm dropping it on the public.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, so these other tracks, Boss Talk 2, End of the Road, Becky, Karen, and Susan. I want to know about that song first, Becky, Karen, and Susan. What's up with that song?
Do you listen to the song, right?
Well, some of the listeners might not have.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm making sure that you listen to it, because they're going to listen to it too. But on the real, that song is about three different teachers. That's about my experience in my life. And it's all at different ages and different stages. And I broke them down, and they're Becky, Karen, Susan. So when I was able to just basically paint the picture of my experiences with the three.
I wonder if any of them three heard the song.
Yeah, that's not their names. So they wouldn't.
you are not a fool. That's funny, man. That's good stuff, man. All right. So also, when I was reading about you, you got a lot of cool surprises when I was reading up on you. So you were on a mixtape, a DMX mixtape. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. DMX, yeah. Bless him. Rest his soul.
Rest his soul. Rest in peace. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a real one, man. You know, he just like everybody else, man, reached out to Link to do some kind of promotion and stuff with him. He reached back out. I told him how much I admire his music. I had did a song that's called Tripping. I was like in a tribute to his song Slipping, and I played that for him, and man, he loved it. He was like, man, that's fire, man. I'm about to drop a mixtape, blah, blah, blah. If you got any kind of heat you want to put on it, then
wow.
You feel me. So, and that's how I dropped the original Boss Talk on it, and that did crazy numbers, so I had to do a video for that and all the other work. So that's why I have to follow with a Boss Talk 2 right now in this Alpha Male 4 project.
Would you consider that? It's got to be a highlight of your career to be on a Legends mixtape like that.
Oh, my gosh. Top 10. And the next step that I was shooting to get him on the song.
Oh, man.
Yeah, before the untimely demise. So, you feel me? So, that would have definitely, like, blew my top. That would definitely took me there to a different stratosphere. But
wow.
I was just excited in itself because, you know, we all listen to DMX and Amir growing up. So,
you know, it's quite an accomplishment to do that, first of all. And I think there's a lot of people who would love to trade with you. So, I mean, you have to think about it. I mean, you know this music industry is very, very saturated. It's very hard to separate yourself. For somebody like DMX to have the confidence and to appreciate your music, because, you know, those guys get hit up all the time. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, so for you to make it through all that, you know, for you to make it through, you know, just like a shark frenzy of people, that's got to be humbling a little bit, I would think.
Man, I sit down and I think about it all the time. I look at the old posts and I look at the old messages, because you know I still got the old messages.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting down like, you know what? I don't even question it.
Wow.
You can't question them when they come.
Man, congrats on that, man. That's quite a pretty amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. Appreciate it.
I used to watch his movies, too. He was so talented. He was one of those guys like Tupac, you know, like Tupac was able to cross over and not only act, but like be really good actors, you know?
Yeah, and I ain't gonna hold you, that played a part in me, because seeing that he can do this and he can do that, I was like, listen, man, I can do this and I can do that as well. And
yeah.
It was no blurry line when he was doing the book. It's not like I was watching his movies thinking, oh, this is a rapper in a movie. Nah, he was really an actor.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel the same way about Tupac, because I saw Tupac in some movies, and man,
absolutely,
he was a natural.
Natural. Yeah, he could have just been a straight-up actor and never rapped, and you would have believed it.
Yeah, man. And then you also worked with some other big names. Share some of those.
As far as what, artist-wise or like actor-wise?
Either one. Just some big-name people you've worked with in your career.
Oh, I just had a lot of opportunities to link up on. Like Freeway, you know, Eddie slipped through in the studio, linked up with Waka Flocka, Johnny Blaze. So, you know, just crossing the path, like doing this, taking it from where I came from, like not really taking it serious, to just be in the cross path with some household names, like that alone is an accomplishment for me.
Yeah, that's great, man. So let me ask, if you could pick like two people to spend the day with, just soaking up their wisdom and collabing with them, maybe writing some songs, who would your top two people be?
Sheesh. That used to be a hard question, but since I heard that question by the time or two now,
yeah
I think I would, Dr. Dre definitely would be one of them.
Yep.
Yeah, and the second one is a bit surprising, but it'll be Beyonce.
Why is that surprising? Beyonce is a genius.
Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, man, I want to see you pick a person like Beyonce, but trust me, yeah, that's the one.
Are you kidding me? Everything she touches goes to gold. But I mean, she put a country song out, and it's like smashing all the country charts.
And that flipped the world upon its head. So.
But I love that. I love every inch of that. I think that's great. You know?
She killed it.
I mean, look, as soon as I heard it, I was stuck in my head. It was an earworm. Like, when I was getting up the next day brushing my teeth, it was in my head for like 3 days.
I ain't even gonna hold you. After I heard that country joint, I said, you know what? I might need a country beat or two over here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
knock something for it.
I mean, I can't lie to you, man. It's like when I first heard she was going to put a country record out, I didn't for a second doubt her because I've seen how talented she is and I've listened to all her music. But I was just curious. I was really interested to see like what kind of twist she would put on it, or like how. And man, was I not disappointed, man? Within seconds,
she gave me that Texas.
Yeah, and it had a little bit of swag, a little bit of attitude to it, which I thought was great.
Yeah, that's the
H-Town
part of Texas.
Yeah, she's awesome, man. You're not crazy at all to have to pick her. I mean, because she has it all. I mean, not only is she's a very talented singer, but she's also a great dancer. She's a great choreographer. She looks great. She's pretty. She checks all the boxes.
All across the board.
Yep, she checks every box. Yep. And Dr. Dre is another good one, by the way. That's an OG. Oh, absolutely. You know.
Once he put a stamp on you, you become a household name as well.
I mean, look what he did for Eminem. I mean, you kidding me?
You name it. Any artist that he sat down to work with, they still here.
Exactly. He ain't going to sit down with anybody unless he knows like how much talent that person has. You know what I'm saying?
I love to fly across his desk. Just give me a quick lesson, Dre.
Yeah. I only got a few hours with you, bro. Give me all you got, you know?
Yeah, man.
All right, man. We're at the point of the interview where I like to ask the artists if there's anything that I did not get to that you want to touch on and promote before we wrap this up.
Not really. Make sure you go check out that video. Follow me on Instagram, first of all, alphamale_ENT. And definitely subscribe to my channel on YouTube, AME TV. And watch that video and share it with a friend, man. Pass it around the world. Download the album, Alpha Male 4 Magnum Opus. That's available everywhere right now.
Awesome. And then everybody listening to this, when you go to YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe to his channel.
Yeah, and leave a comment, too. I'm interactive. I definitely reply to you.
That's what's up. Leave a comment, like, subscribe, and also share.
Share. Very important.
It's important
Thanks
stuff.
Everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Hamed, I had a really good time talking to you, brother. I will have this up on my podcast site in about 20 minutes, and then in about an hour it'll go everywhere. It'll be on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. It'll be all out there, man.
My man, you work fast.
Hey, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you joining me. When you're ready to do you got some new stuff, you're ready to come back, just hit us back, man. We'll get you back on.
Yeah, I got you. As soon as the next video drops, then I'm definitely going to link back with you. We're going to talk about that.
Yes, sir. Let's do it, man. Have a good one, bro. Have a good weekend.
You do the same, champ.
Take care, brother.